This is KK4NDE. If anybody's out there, could I just get a report if you can hear me?
KK4FOX, I've got you 59. Sounds pretty good. I'm right next to the repeater though. Echolink does working pretty well.
Wonders never cease. I have to thank whoever brought theirs into the con. I was struggling to get mine back operational. It didn't want to work when I powered it up a few minutes ago. Good deal. I'll be listening for a while. Hope you enjoy the con. KK4NDE listening.
You know, the line to registration is half the con here. KE4FOX.
And it looks like you tied your node just directly to mine, so that's kind of neat. I don't think I've ever seen someone do that before. But, well, I know you could do it, Tyler. But yeah, so hopefully it doesn't cause any problems, and yeah, feel free to use it. That's why I brought it, K0OKW. I'll be monitoring.
I have mine set up so I can just enter in DTMF commands. So once I got on Google, looked up the ID of your node, and then overcame my connectivity problems on my network, just connects right up, just like a phone app or anything else would. So, good deal. Glad everything's working good. That's awesome. KK4NDE.
Yeah, the only thing that's a little annoying about it, and I don't think there's anything we can do about it because we're actually running it through a repeater, is it takes it a few seconds before I can actually key up through the Echolink app, because obviously the repeater does a courtesy beep and the radio sees that and sends it through Echolink. So it takes a little while to key back up and have a conversation, but it works fine otherwise. It's pretty awesome. I'm happy somebody was able to bring that repeater because last year I don't think we had one at the con, and I was running the Echolink node out of the exact same window that it is this year, which is in the Hilton. And it had decent coverage of the Hyatt, but there were definitely dead zones at 10 watts, and it just didn't make sense to run it at 50 because no HT can really push that much power. So, yeah, having the repeater definitely increased the footprint this year by a large amount.
Something you have to live with. There's a fairly large linked repeater system here that supports Echolink in my area, and it has the exact same problem. People just have to be patient and understanding that when you're going through links, it does take a moment for the carrier to drop, and you understand it, you leave a little break, everyone's very happy. So yeah, good deal. And I typically run mine on at 10 watts. I work with the assumption that 10 watts is probably enough the handheld radios would hear it as good or better than any other handheld radio, and probably it will hear me better than I'll hear it. You know, if out back, there's no point in being able to hear it if the people can't shout back to it. So that's my take on it. Good deal, and thanks for bringing a setup along. That's wonderful. KK4ND.
Yeah, well, the nice thing about it is it's just my my car radio, my mobile radio. It just happens to have a Echolink sysop mode on it. So all I have to do whenever I go to a convention is find time to actually unmount it from the car, bring it up to the hotel room, and get it all set up in the room. So, yeah, basically any con that I go to, it goes with me. I didn't have it at Furry Migration this year because I just did not have time to actually go and set it up. But MFF, since I don't staff it, I had time to get set up, and yeah, I have no problem doing that. I actually kind of like it when people use it. KE0LKW.
Yeah, that's pretty much why I do what I do, is I enjoy running it, so good deal. And, yeah, I bring mine to any cons that I drive to. It's a bit of a pain flying with it, and I have mine in a Pelican case, which takes up, it's roughly the max carry-on size, so it's a slight inconvenience to fly with mine. But I did get it self-contained, and aside from Anthrocon this year, where I stupidly left it at home, I'm still kicking myself over that. I try and bring it to any con I go to by car. So, good deal. Good deal. Glad to see that people are having fun with radios and whatnot. I always enjoy that.
Yeah, I haven't flown to any cons, so I usually just drive to all of them, and that's why, like I said, it's always with me. But I'm gonna monitor out here, finish up a quick conversation with someone that's in the room here. So K0OKW, glad you guys are enjoying the Echolink node, and I'll be monitoring.
Hey, I'm out of range of the repeater. Can anybody hear me?
We hear loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm in a dead zone. I can hear you. You must be close. You in Hyatt?
Yeah, we are in Hyatt. We're, like, at the repeater.
Weird, because I'm not picking up a confirmation beep from the repeater at all.
It does need a tone. You need to transmit the 100 Hz DL, KE4FOX.
Yeah, that's what I got set up.
Yeah, we have you full quieting, and I'm standing right next to the repeater, so I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I can tell you this much, the registration lines are still pretty big.
And also right at the Echolink node. So the only thing I can think of is maybe you don't have the negative offset for the repeater properly, and you're transmitting and receiving on the repeater output, which is why we can hear you just fine, because obviously you're just transmitting directly to us, but the repeater is not picking you up and then repeating that message. K0OKW.
Yeah, I switched to a simplex channel so that I wouldn't bother the repeater, since obviously I seem to either be out of range or something. I didn't want to be transmitting static over it.
Well, maybe try switching back. I mean, yeah, it's 446.100 with the negative 5 megahertz offset, so you should be transmitting on 441.100. And yeah, just make sure you have that 100 hertz tone. I mean, you're getting full quieting to where I am with the Echolink node, because I'm using Echolink to talk to you right now, and you're perfectly fine. And I believe I've missed the beginning of the call sign, but the FOX call sign said he was right next to the repeater, and he was picking you up. So you should definitely be able to hit it, no problem, I would think. K0OKW.
Yeah, I'll try that in a second. Sorry I don't have a call sign yet. I'm going to be taking the test at the con here, and I'll be starting a new hobby and going ham radios. So I'm a little new to this.
K1CSM monitoring.
Yeah, for some reason the repeater is still not responding to me.
Yeah, as a friendly reminder, you do actually need a call sign before having privileges to transmit on this particular frequency.
KFX, copy.
KE4FOX. KE4FOX, sticking around with the phone dash.
K0OKW here. I'm just curious, what are you trying to do? Just get a phone patch working, or is there something else going on?
For FOX, yeah, we're just playing around with the phone patch. I can't get it to work correctly. For some reason, it won't. You know, I wonder if it's the APA, actually. But I noticed also it is not repeating anything from the radio side back, so... I don't know. I'll have to bug Cody about the settings on this thing. KE4FOX.
No worries. I was just curious. It was just interesting hearing the DTMF and the dial tones. I figured that's what you were trying to do. But I also am unexperienced with phone patch and repeater use in general. Well, I've used repeaters, but repeater setups in general. So I was just curious. I would not mind meeting up with you at some point just to take a look at it and talk amateur radio stuff. But obviously, it's a FurCon, and everyone's going to be busy. So I understand if that doesn't work this time around. K0LKW.
Busy at a FurCon? Never heard of that. Yeah, I was gonna look at possibly running a Fox Hunt here soon. Figure out some logistics for that, and I'll make an announcement. But otherwise, I'll catch you on KE4FOX.
Sound good. Well, good luck with that. K0LKW monitoring.